This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Mississippi is one of the states with the largest delays, with only 2% of the cotton acres harvested, and they should be roughly about 60% complete at this point in time. You look at other states, you see similar results, with Tennessee being only 2% complete, and they should be about 40% finished with their harvest. Arkansas farmers likewise have just started. They only have 5% of their crop in, and they should be roughly halfway through. And Missouri stands at only 1% complete, and they should also be almost halfway through with harvest. Likewise, Louisiana, they're a little bit farther along as they've reached a little over 20% complete, but by this time they should be two-thirds complete. So it's fairly widespread in terms of delays across the Mid-South.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Not quite as pronounced as the Mid-South, but if you look at Alabama and Georgia, both are lagging their harvest time pace as well. So they've clearly felt the effects of the excessive rainfall.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
During the summer, though, we typically saw the crop progress fairly well, but now with this excessive rainfall and the delay in harvest, we are expecting that both yield and quality losses are starting to mount. We've seen precipitation totals in the Mid-South from the 1st of September through mid-October run well above normal levels. In some places, we've seen the actual totals be 50 to 60% above what they should normally get. When you combine in the cooler temperatures, that's further hindering the development of a crop that was already late to start with.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Unfortunately, it's difficult to get any hard quantitative estimates at this point and really get an idea of the full extent of the damage until the weather improves and we can see harvest continue.